AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Virginia and North Carolina are both bracing for a fast-moving winter storm that is coming up from the deep south. Those states could get close to a foot of snow overnight. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says he'd rather have snow than freezing rain.
That is our hope overnight, that we won't have large power outages. But again, with this type of weather system, it's very, very unpredictable.
Meteorologist Matt Grantham at the National Weather Service in Birmingham says North Alabama could get heavy snow.
Snow accumulations, especially just north of Birmingham, but especially between Birmingham and Huntsville, there could be a band of 4 to 6 inches, maybe some locally higher amounts.
Georgia delayed the execution tonight of its only female death row inmate because of the winter weather. 46-year-old Kelly Gissendaner had been scheduled to die 3 hours ago for the February 1997 slaying of her husband. The execution has been rescheduled for Monday. President Obama is urging illegal immigrants thrown into limbo by a judge's ruling to keep preparing to apply for his program to protect them from deportation.
The president's voicing confidence that in the long run, last week's ruling in Texas blocking his plan won't hold up.
This is just one federal judge. We have appealed it very aggressively.
At a town hall in Miami hosted by MSNBC and Telemundo, he said in the meantime, those who would have qualified should be gathering the needed paperwork.
So that when we have cleared out all the legal problems and the application process is ready to go, that you're ready to go.
Still, Obama acknowledges appeals could take months and go all the way to the Supreme Court. Mark Smith, Washington.
The president says he'll veto standalone legislation blocking his protection plan that was stripped from a Senate bill to fund DHS. This is AP Radio News. Lindsay Lohan is being given a do-over, not a makeover.
The often troubled actress has sought to get out from court supervision after completing her community service in a reckless driving case stemming from 2012. But Lindsay Lohan will have to do an encore of 125 hours of the community service she had submitted to the court. A judge has determined that she got credit for appearing in a London stage play. Lohan will have until next month to decide on a new way to do the community service and until May 28th to complete the court-ordered work. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Federal investigators in Southern California say a commuter train's onboard camera successfully captured a fiery crash with a pickup truck. National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Zumwalt says the video is now being examined in its Washington lab, and the video could give a big boost to the search for a cause to the crash that hurt 28 people. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.